Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to make our way through this season of Lent. I've been enjoying the journey myself. It's not without its challenges and difficulties. And, you know, the flesh rears up. You know, I don't want to walk in the disciplines of this season too long. You know, it's in America, we're trained, you know, the habit of seeking comfort. We're the largest, wealthiest, consumerist society in the history of the world. And there's some blessing in that, but there's also some trial for the disciple because it's so easy to get addicted to comfort and to secure my comfort and worry about my comfort. I don't know about you. I'll just speak for myself. That's a temptation at times. And in seasons like Lent, there are seasons that require discipline. You know, the commitments we make to pray more, to give alms, to fast, to serve, to get serious about sin in our lives, and to bring it before Jesus, and to allow him to subdue it and to put it to death, and to proclaim to the Lord in all humility that we know we're falling short, but we hear his call and we want to run after him. And we want to be everything that he can be. So if you're struggling with the season a little bit, if it's difficult, that's a good thing. It's good for our flesh to be crucified. It's a great blessing. Before I jump into the theme today, I just want to invite you, everybody listening all across the country, to come and join us at our Renewal Ministries gathering April 5th through 7th, just right around the corner, just a few weeks away. We have our annual gathering, and we're focusing this year on the theme to walk by the Spirit, which is, it's a lot of what I talk about here on the program, and I think it's exactly what the church needs to hear right now. What's the answer? What's the solution to the crisis that we're facing and we're living through right now in the church? All of us need to walk by the Spirit, to live in him. It's the Spirit who reveals Christ to our hearts. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us, you know, the spiritual gifts that we need. You know, things, important things like wisdom and understanding and fear of the Lord, which is really needed right now in society because it's getting more difficult to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to live and to proclaim his message in the world because the kings of this world and the rulers in many ways are setting themselves against the Lord and his anointed, we talked about with Psalm 2. And so on this weekend, we're going to be at the Marriott Hotel in Ypsilanti, Michigan, which is right next to Ann Arbor, just about 20 to 25 minutes away from Detroit Airport. And our guests will be Patty Mansfield, who is there on the Duquesne weekend when the Catholic Charismatic Renewal broke out at Duquesne University. Ralph Martin, of course, will be there. I think Sister Ann will be with us as well by that time, God willing. We've got Dr. Peter Williamson coming in. He's going to be giving a workshop on what does the Bible tell us about what we can expect the Spirit to do in us? What's the full range of the way in which Jesus desires the Holy Spirit to work in us so that we can be more like him and live life on a daily basis like him? And then Dr. Mary Healy and Lavinia Spiritu, two dynamic women, are going to be giving a workshop on really how do you minister in the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit. So that'll be great. So we'll have time for that. We're also going to have time for adoration, time for confession, time to receive prayer for unbound, you know, just to be able to get free. You know, many of us carry so many burdens, pain, unforgiveness, whatever it might be, and just need healing and need freedom. We want to be able to minister that on the weekend to folks. We're going to have lots of fun, good meals, good fellowship. But we're totally convinced, even though this is a time of great trial for the church in many ways, it's a great season for us in Renewal Ministries too, because we want to help people run fully in God's plan and purpose, come out from under discouragement, come out from under fear and anxiety, and to walk in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. We cannot do that without the Holy Spirit, right? It's the Spirit that sets us free. Scripture is very clear. So just go to our website at renewalministries.net, and you can just register right there. Would love to meet you. Ralph would love to meet you, Sister Ann, and our whole team to welcome you to be a part of the weekend. And I know you'll be blessed by it. I think the Lord will change your life in some real way if you could join us. So God bless you. I'm going to move on now to kind of follow up on where I ended the program yesterday. It was talking about Colossians chapter 1, where Paul talks about, first of all, the fact that the great mystery hidden for ages in God that's been revealed, and what's revealed is, and what the mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Lent is a crucial time for us to be able to really see, understand, realize, remember that what it means to be a child of God, to be a Christian, means that Christ, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit has made their home in you. And there's a new power and a new capacity. It's the life of the kingdom. It's the King himself fulfilling his promise to give you a new heart and to be filled with his Spirit. And then I ended the program with this passage yesterday from St. Paul, where he says, examine yourselves, test yourselves. Do you not know that Christ dwells in you? He said, here's the first test of faith. Do you realize who you are? You're a temple of the living God. Friends, so many today, and the battle is intense for all of us, with the battle with concupiscence and the flesh and the lying of the devil in a world that wants to tell us that there is no God, that we can lose sight of who we are and our fundamental dignity. The peace, the love, the joy, the integration, the authenticity, the meaning that we seek, that we long for, there's only one place to find it. It's in God himself and knowing that we're children of God. Your life is of great value, is literally of infinite value, because the infinite loving God made you and he values you. That's why you're valuable. Not because you won a Super Bowl, not because you run a big, impressive company, not because you're a good school teacher. These are all good things. Not even because you're a mom and a dad, which is even better things. But your value, your intrinsic value, comes from the fact that you are God's idea. God made you. The creator of the universe desired that you exist, and it's good that you exist. And he loves you 24/7, 365, all day long, every day. He never stops. He never fluctuates. It's real. It's total. It's personal at its deepest core. Even when you fall, even when you sin, even when you fail, his love is constant. And he comes after you to heal you, to bring you forgiveness, and to get you back on the right track. Knowing God's love, it sounds so simple, but knowing God's love and living in it, Jesus called it abiding in his love, that's the secret to stability, to fruitfulness, to interior strength, to peace, as I was saying earlier. It's living in that fact, the awareness of that fact. Jesus said, if you're there, that is abiding in his love, that is accepting, living in it, walking in it, that means talking with Jesus, internalizing his promises for yourself. And if you don't know what those promises are, get a Bible and Google what are the promises of God. And you'll see, start learning them, the promises that God has made to you, because they're personal and they're for you. And it's his word, and his word creates, his word changes, his word has power. And what your heart is longing for is to be fed by God. But we stuff our hearts, we stuff ourselves with so much other stuff constantly. And our life gets out of whack, it gets imbalanced. And, you know, Lent's a great time to come back in right alignment with God. Here's another passage from Corinthians. This is from 1 Corinthians today, from St. Paul. Same kind of theme. He says, do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and that temple you are. Paul's calling them to holiness. The holiness that comes as a result, as he said earlier, of having been built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, having received him through faith, have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, God has come to dwell in you. So lay hold of your dignity. Receive it. This is one of the fundamental things, maybe the fundamental thing the devil wants to steal from you. And he wants you to live to a tape that he wants to run 24/7 in your head, that you're not good enough, that you're basically an orphan, that you're unloved, that you're a failure. He wants to fill you full of discouragement, struggle, pain. He wants to stir up in you unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, rivalry, all the things that are present in the human heart. He wants to get those all stirred up, and he wants you to live there. He wants you to be filled with regret. He wants you to think that the disappointments that have come into your life is the final word about you, the failures of your life, all of that. He wants to destroy you. He wants you to think 24/7 and then to feel deeply all this pain, remorse, regret, discouragement, depression. That comes from the pit. It comes from hell. And we all have to battle it. Everybody has to battle it at some level. For some people, it's a very, very serious. I mean, it's serious for all of us, but for some, for lots of different reasons, they carry a heavier load. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And God comes to you as a loving father. He doesn't condemn you. He's not here to scold you. He's not angry and stomping around up in heaven. He's not talking to Jesus and others in heaven and say, man, I'm just so disappointed in Tim. I'm just so disappointed in Paul. I'm just so disappointed in Mary. No, no. He knows your weakness. He knows your frame. And he knows the spiritual battle that you're in. And he's saying, come to me, come to my son. Cling to Jesus. Bring him your sins. Bring him your pain. Bring him everything. And Jesus promised us. He said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Do you need the light today? Are you walking in light? Do you see the life that's in you? This is what Paul is saying. It's so important to be able to dwell on this at times in your prayer in this season, not just on the sins and the stuff that you want to bring to Christ and that you hope he will straighten out and that you can straighten out. Lent is not just a season of personal achievement or something, a goal you set and you just cross off this, that, or the other thing. No, it's going deeper into the heart of God. That's really what Lent is. Because there's no holiness, there's no life, there's no real transformation without abiding in Christ more deeply. And you abide in Christ by living with him in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that means coming away. That means, you know, taking time to flee the world. You know, like the Desert Fathers did. I remember a great book by Henry Nouwen, and he talked about that. The Desert Fathers fled the world. Well, you can't necessarily, with all your responsibilities, go live in the desert, but you can find places of quiet. You can shut down the world that's clamoring for your attention 24/7 and start to walk in silence. Search for the silence so you can hear the voice of God and God can put his living word in you, and then your life will get changed and then you'll be fruitful. That's what he wants to do. That's really what the season is ultimately about. So you can live like him. You can be fruitful like Jesus. You can be free like Jesus and live in love as Jesus lived in love. And it starts with knowing who he is and what he's done for you, friend. He loves you, and don't let anybody steal that from you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.